At 6:06, we have thunder and rain, 72 degrees in Tulsa. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. A new poll shows 75% of Oklahomans want a fix for a broken immigration system. A group of Republican leaders, along with a coalition of business owners, joined a Tulsa media teleconference yesterday, urging Congress to pass immigration reform. Among them, former Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating. He talked about the tide of immigrant children flooding across the border.
The reality is this children's invasion probably will do more to bring the parties together at a crucial time to fix the immigration system.
The group urges increasing opportunities for immigrants to enter the United States workforce and for foreign students to remain in this country to work. Meanwhile, federal officials plan to allow members of the media to tour the temporary shelter at Fort Sill that is being used to house more than 1,000, mostly teenage, immigrants from Central America. The participants in the tour this afternoon at the Army Post in Southwest Oklahoma are heavily restricted and are prohibited from taking pictures, asking questions, or interacting with the staff or children at that shelter. The Tulsa Public Schools administrators visit third-grade reading remediation classrooms just ahead of assessments set for this week.
Students who didn't pass state tests are in groups of 15 to 25 in 22 classrooms throughout the district. Marion Manchinsky normally teaches third grade at Cooper Elementary, but she's at Disney leading a summer reading academy class. She says the curriculum is largely the same, there's just more of it.
During the school year, they only have an hour. Here in summer school, we're spending the entire time we're here with System 44, and we're pulling in some other programs too. More reading.
Students will take alternative assessments this week to show their reading abilities meet state standards. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Planning Commission greenlights the new Costco store at 103rd and South Memorial. Some neighbors yesterday did raise noise concerns about the store. The plan goes next to the Tulsa City Council. A new Arkansas River plan is bubbling to the surface in Tulsa. Under the plan, the city would ask voters to extend a portion of the soon-to-be-expiring Vision 2025 sales tax to fund river improvements.
Our suggestion, we strongly consider using a portion of that 6/10 of a penny that is coming up for renewal, that we use a significant portion of it to fund putting water in the river.
Mayor Bartlett brought up the plan at this week's two City Hall in Your Neighborhood meetings. He also wants a portion of the tax to help fund police and fire operations in Tulsa. Human bones are found near 81st in Riverside. It is believed to be those of a homeless person that lived in the area. A skull was found last month in that same general area. In an email to KWGS, the governor's office says she has no intention of calling a special session of the legislature to address a proposed strip club in Mays County's Amish community. The call for the session came from State Representative Ben Shear of Choteau.
You know, when a Republican makes a call on an issue like this, it's pro-family. A Democrat does it, I'm anti-business.
The governor's office says Fallon is opposed to the idea of a strip club and understands the community's frustration. The cost of a special session, however, is over $100,000 per week. Our weather forecast, the air quality is good, the UV index moderate today, and the grass pollen will be high. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, they'll taper off mid-afternoon, a high of 89. Tonight the rain comes to an end in a low of 73. National Weather Service radar shows scattered rain across northern Oklahoma this morning. A severe thunderstorm warning for Grant and Garfield counties until 6:30 this morning. Now here in Tulsa, we have rain and 72. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.